Every weekday, a truck or two pulls up to the Louisiana State Museum in the French Quarter of New Orleans.
Y'all ready?
The workmen haul huge boxes off hydraulic lifts. The museum is bringing back 200,000 artifacts from storage in Baton Rouge. That's where they've been since Hurricane Katrina struck the city nearly 3 years ago. NPR's Neda Ulubi followed curators as they reinstall the museum's collection.
Hurricane Katrina blew the copper roof right off of the old U.S. Mint building, which is one of the Louisiana State Museum's 9 sites in the French Quarter. Right before the storm, staff moved everything in the 3-story building to the 2nd floor. After Katrina, collections head Greg Lambusi says it took a month and a half, 2 to 4 truckloads a day, to evacuate New Orleans treasures.
All of the jazz collection, our entire archive and library, the great majority of the decorative arts and science and technology collections, which included a lot of oversized artifacts like boats.
Bringing the stuff back has been a pain and a sensuous pleasure for Lambusi. He's loving the smell of the collections as they return, from old manuscripts to musical instruments.
If jazz has a smell, it's the smell of jazz. but it's mandolins and clarinets and trumpets and drums and a lot of them are wooden, and that smell of wood, the smell of leather from the cases, and even metal has its own kind of smell sometimes. This is Louis Armstrong's first cornet.
The bell is so battered and scarred looking. It almost looks as if it bears the traces of all of the music that flew out of it. The cornet dates from 100 years ago, from Armstrong's youth at the Municipal Waifs Home for Boys. Without this, Armstrong's very first instrument, jazz would not have sounded the same.
Over there is Sidney Bechet's soprano saxophone.
Greg Lambusi says this is the world's largest collection of instruments owned and played by important jazzmen. The Louisiana State Museum has imported curators to help with the move's staggering logistics. Allison Leone and Leslie Paisley came down from the Art Conservation Center in Williamstown, Massachusetts. They're both concerned about long-range planning.
One of our big goals all along was to create housings that would serve both to transport and then for long-term safe storage for the objects. So,
I hate to ask, but is that partly because of your fear that Katrina isn't the last such storm?
It won't be. I mean, we always have to prepare for the next thing, whether it's our lifetime or someone else's.
The Louisiana State Museum at the old U.S. Mint in New Orleans is planning a new permanent exhibition about Hurricane Katrina for next year. Its artifacts include seats from the Superdome and Coast Guard lift baskets. So far, they're still in storage. Neda Ulubi, NPR News, New Orleans.